What you are seeing in New York City right now is 100% a Fed op. Stay out of New York City, where there are metal barricades, there are pallets of bricks. This is J6 2.0. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Ron DeSantis of Florida is being incessantly pushed by the Fox News Channel and other so-called conservative alternative media hosts as the alternative to Donald Trump for the 2024 presidential race. We're told that Ron DeSanctimonious is Trump without the baggage. Or he's Trump, but, you know, more disciplined. Or even Trump, but with better political instincts. We're told this all the time. But is it true, or are we just being fed a fake construct to get us in line behind an Israel-owned establishment drone? Just like the propaganda that we were fed for Mitt Romney and for George W. Bush. After sitting on the fence for ages, Ron DeSantis just endorsed red flag laws for Florida. These are unconstitutional laws that let the government confiscate your guns from you, even if you've broken no laws, just because they deem you dangerous. Watch out. And now with prosecutors trying to send Donald Trump to prison as revenge for winning the 2016 election, DeSantis is sitting on the sidelines. As a matter of fact, when he commented on it Monday, he made backhanded remarks about Trump making payoffs to strippers, when that is 100% beside the point. It doesn't matter who Trump allegedly made hush money payments to. Here's the truth. They are inventing a crime completely from scratch, out of whole cloth, to try to force Trump behind bars because they have absolutely nothing else. It is the most sinister misuse, abuse of our justice system in the history of this country. And instead of condemning it forcefully, as he should, Ron DeSantis is just using it to snipe at Trump. He's definitely not doing anything to stop it, when in fact, he absolutely could. Trump is in Florida. If DeSantis wanted to, he could absolutely block Trump from being extradited. He could say, no, this is an egregious miscarriage of justice, and I will not tolerate our system of laws to be destroyed by rogue criminal Democrats pursuing a campaign of revenge. DeSantis could do that, but so far he's doing absolutely nothing. And there may even be more than that. National File recently published a story, get this, about Ron DeSantis' work as a federal prosecutor, finding that he repeatedly shortened the jail time sentences served by child predators. All of the evidence suggests that Ron DeSantis is far from being truly strong. He's a weak, compromised mouthpiece who's obviously taking guidance from others, likely including foreign governments, lobbyists, globalist corporations. But at minimum, the Pfizer bioweapon stakeholders are surely content knowing that as of yet, Ron DeSantis absolutely caved on saving Floridians from the deployment of the injectable weapon of mass destruction. He hasn't seized the big pharma assets in his state. He hasn't acted to bring those that deployed it to justice for their crimes against humanity. On U.S. soil, in Florida, the supposedly free Sunshine State. Mark Burns is pastor of Harvest Praise and Worship Center. He's well aware of the danger posed by weak politicians, and he joins us now. Pastor Burns, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate you making the time for us.
So happy to be here, Stu, as always.
Yeah, so Ron DeSantis went beyond mere insinuation. He clearly stated that the radical Democrat weaponization of the law and the judiciary against Trump for this phony indictment isn't a real issue. That's a direct attack on America First Patriots and the MAGA base, which is desperate for someone to find their balls and actually drain the swamp. I can't imagine a bigger insult to the MAGA base than saying this is not a real issue.
How can Ron DeSantimonious actually be for true MAGA, right? For the true base. And I want to be very clear, go on the record. There would be no Ron DeSantis if there was no Donald J. Trump. Let me be very clear. Because Florida is the house that Trump built, not Ron DeSantis, the house that Trump built. Ron DeSantis is only finding the success as a governor only because Donald Trump broke up the Jeb Bushes of Florida, right? But you got to ask yourself, why is Ron DeSantis hanging out with the globalist elitists like Jeb Bush? Why is he getting the backing and the supporting of elite Republicans who clearly, many of them, are designed to focus on the globalist agendas along with the race-baiting Democrats than those of the true loving liberal freedom Americans. Why did Ron DeSantis, back when he was a prosecutor, you know, this is how hypocritical Ron DeSantis is, because while he is bashing Alvin Bragg for giving lenient crimes, lenient punishments to in New York to violent criminals, right? Ron was doing the very same thing, but to sex traffickers and child pornographers, right? Why in the world was Ron DeSantis cutting plea deals, giving lighter sentences to people who should not just be thrown into prison, but castrated? Right? People who have taken the innocence of children around the world. It is people like Ron DeSantis that empowers or emboldens other evil sex criminals, sexual predators that are preying on little children. Why is Ron DeSantis doing that? The next thing I got to ask you, sir, because you're talking about Ron DeSantis being, you know, bought by foreign governments. And when he was governor, when he was in Congress, and I know you already know this and you may have already covered it, but why in the world was he pushing for Puerto Rico to become a state, to add two more Democrat senators to the Senate that tips the scale completely? There's no more freedom at that point. Why was he pushing this? Why was he one of the Republican congressmen to do this and not be truly thinking about the free, loving, true patriots of America? I believe that there is a fraud in Florida, and his name is Ron DeSantis.
So, I mean, you ask a really good series of questions. Why was he advocating for lighter sentences for child pornographers? Why was he pushing for Puerto Rico to be a state? Why is he silent on this blatant, egregious overstep, misuse, and abuse of the judiciary and the law enforcement justice system against the former president, Donald Trump, who by all intents and purposes is the real president of this country after a Marxist coup d'etat took place in this country on November 3rd of 2020. That's when the real insurrection happened, not on January 6th. He's allowing, with his silence and snipes and swipes at President Trump, for, you know, people like Antifa and the feds, the CIA and the FBI to go set up a J6 2.0 in New York City, metal barricades. You know, there's pallets of bricks everywhere. They're probably handing out concrete slushies and cups of coffee this morning. Save these for later. You'll really enjoy it. Well, you know, all the while you ask all these great questions. Why is he doing this? So what say you? What is the answer to those questions? Why?
Well, clearly he's bought out by foreign entities. I mean, he is not, again, for free, truly free, love, and liberty Americans. I believe that Ron is a chameleon. I believe he will go with whatever the populist vote is, right? Again, he is flying high in Florida, and the liberal left and some of the Republicans and the conservative right are praising him as though he's just some, you know, semi-divine governor that's walking on water because of the things that he's doing in Florida. But remember, Trump plowed the ground in Florida. Trump created the state of Florida the way the state of Florida is today. Had it been somebody like a Jeb Bush or like a Nikki Haley that was the former president of the United States of America, he would be right along, locked and stocked, walking in sequence with the establishment Republicans, right, who are moderates. They're not for true free-speaking liberty Americans, the hardworking man, the blue-collar worker, the forgotten voice. No, he would be for the elitist, lockstep and ready, along with Joe Biden and the Democrats. No, he has only chameleonized himself, and I don't know if that's a real word, but he is clearly putting on the robe of Donald J. Trump and masking himself as a true liberty-loving Republican. He's only doing that because he's living in the house that Donald Trump built, and that is the free-loving, free-thinking, great state of Florida.
Yeah, how can he claim to be America first when he can't even put Florida first? Here we go. We've got a violent insurrection, right? That's what the media runs with. What we have, countless hours of videotape that has now been released. Unfortunately, it's only trickled out by the Fox News Network on the Tucker Carlson show. Only just very small snippets and portions. But even what has been released proves this was a police-guided tour. The same thing is being set up to happen again in New York City right now. We have predicted on this program over and over again, they will indict and perp walk President Trump solely for the purpose of creating the illusion of another storm of violence from radical right-wing extremists. Ron DeSantis absolutely knows this and should be standing in the way. This program was chastised for saying that Ron DeSantis should activate the Florida National Guard and make sure that Trump can't be hurt at Mar-a-Lago.
Absolutely.
And that's what should happen. I mean, am I off base or being hyperbolic here?
Still, you're absolutely hitting the nail right on the head. I mean, why in the world, instead of Ron DeSantis standing up and saying, this is a misjustice. I mean, Alvin Bragg is bought by George Soros. We all know this. Alvin Bragg is not a neutral prosecutor. Alvin Bragg is bought and paid for, by the liberal agenda. Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of Manhattan, has given so much money to hate. Race baiting Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock, or Warlock, that's what I like to call him, right, in the state of Georgia. Soros gave Alvin Bragg, the district attorney, the DA of Manhattan, $1 million to run for DA, right? So this is bought and paid for. DeSantis knows this. DeSantis knows that this guy is, they went after President Trump over Russia, right? They went after President Trump over Ukraine. And then they had the false impeachment part one. Then they had the false impeachment part two, right? And now the Manhattan DA, right, is coming after President Trump. They declared Donald Trump guilty back in 2015, the moment this man decided to run for the Republican nomination for president of the United States of America. Again, I've said it so many times. Had Donald Trump been running as the Democrat nominee, he'd been the blackest president that we'd have ever had in this country, because black people love Donald Trump. They love his success. They love his popularity. And they love that he does business. It's not about color or creed. It's about business. And that's why when he was president, we had the highest economy, Stu. When he was president, we had the lowest unemployment rate. When he was president, more people own homes. But now Joe Biden is president, and Ron DeSantis is trying to position himself as the next leader of the Republican Party. But we are here to let you know you are a great governor in Florida only because of the success of Donald J. Trump as the 45th president and soon to be 47th president.
I mean, I don't even know about great governor. He's been propped up that way by the fake That's press. True. And so there's been, a whole lot of rhetoric to platform Ron DeSantis as some sort of a presidential front runner, but he's not handling business in his own state. As a matter of fact, as free speech as Ron DeSantis claims to want to be or is, he's actually quite the opposite. He's actually, suppressing free speech by putting laws on the books about anti-Semitic speech and how that's going to become illegal, unlawful to exercise your First Amendment right to free speech in the Sunshine State. He's suppressing free speech. Now, combine that with the fact that the first bill that he passed, legislation that he enacted as governor in Florida, was on Israeli soil. He actually signed it into law while in Israel. You mentioned foreign infiltration. You mentioned being bought out and bought and paid for by foreign entities. How dangerous is it to have somebody running for president who seems to be more allegiant to foreign nations than he is to his own state of Florida, much less the America First movement?
You said it, Stu. I mean, the reality of it is the free thinking Americans, the true patriots of this nation that built this nation, right, that fought for this nation, the Revolutionary War, and the same patriots that are here today. Those Americans can see a fraud when they see one. They recognize that's why he's so lower in the polls. That's why Donald Trump is destroying any person. Ron DeSantis is in the low 20s. President Donald Trump is in the high 40s, right? It is clear who the Republican conference want to see as their nominee. But number two, you got to remind yourself, and you said it earlier, the people who are watching the show need to remember, why did Ron DeSantis say that it was no issue that George Soros bought and paid for district attorney Alvin Bragg in New York has a personal vendetta against Donald Trump, the leading candidate of the Republican Party? This is clearly political election interference. That's called for what it is, right? And why isn't Ron DeSantis say, I will bar any attempt from this DA, right, and who's bought and paid for by George Soros, who is a top donor to Raphael Warnock, or Warlock, like I like to call him, right, who is clearly for the liberal agenda of destroying marriages, of destroying families, destroying the traditional family, man and woman, right, pushing those sexual predators into our school systems with their transgender agenda and allowing grown men to participate in female sports. No, why isn't Ron DeSantis speaking up against that and says, as the governor of Florida, I refuse to let New York and that DA who is bought and paid for by anti-American liberties in the name of George Soros infiltrate the great state of Florida and come after Donald J. Trump. I refuse, but he refuses to do that because he's a part of the problem.
Yeah. He should tell him that it's absolutely unlawful for you to come here. And if you come here, you're going to be arrested. You're going to be jailed in the state of Florida. You're going to be prosecuted. He can absolutely do that. He can make it an unlawful misuse and abuse of power, and he can jail him. And I think that we know the answer to your question. He is a puppet being propped up by the fake press, which tells you everything that you need to know about this guy. Head on a swivel. And don't go to New York City. Absolutely not. Stay out of New York City. This is 100% a Fed op. Do you agree with that? This is, I mean, there's barricades 100%. There. Where there's barricades, there's bricks. This is J6.2.0 all over again. Yes. This is a Fed op. I guarantee you the FBI is there handing out weapons.
Don't go.
Pastor Mark Burns, thank you so much for your insight. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Stu, for having me.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Preparing for an imminent food crisis is just good advice. Obviously, there are supply chain disruptions manufactured intentionally. Obviously, the food source has been contaminated and poisoned. So having the food for the imminent upcoming famine is probably very important. HeavensHarvest.com, that's where they come in. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. You can get real food, not just fake rice and beans and flour and nasty garbage. Actual real food that tastes good with all of the appropriate protein. There's a $100 bucket over there right now. You get big discounts, by the way, if you use the code StuPeters10 when you check out. 10% off plus free shipping at HeavensHarvest.com. Oh, and also, yes, this is something that you need to think about. Being self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds also available at HeavensHarvest.com. So now you can grow and harvest the same things that your great-grandparents did. Live off the land. Be self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds and buckets of food available right now. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. Again, HeavensHarvest.com.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Welcome back. So Pfizer calls their mRNA vaccines mRNA technology that converts human cells into factories for biosynthetic pathogens, and those pathogens have been sold to us as something called spike proteins. Hundreds of peer-reviewed journals. Hundreds of peer-reviewed journals describe in great detail the graphene-based nanotech in mRNA vaccines and electronic lipids. Yet we're being told, no, there's no nanotech in the mRNA technology injections called vaccines. This is 100% gaslighting. Hey, There's no nanotechnology inside of the nanotechnological COVID-19 shots. You see, this is just not logical. And so now more and more experts are coming forward with evidence that COVID-19 vaccines contain nanotechnology. Leaders who have called nanotech a conspiracy theory or a sham are now learning, actually, no, it's the mRNA that's the sham, as well as the alleged existence of a virus. The bioweapons are mRNA nanotechnology pathogens or artificial viruses, AI viruses. On a world stage, in a recent address, Vladimir Putin's Russian military biowarfare lieutenant, General Kirillov, agreed. He pointed to Karen Kingston's work on this program. Then, last week, Kingston revealed that the spike proteins are nanotechnology and that they can be programmed and reconfigured with 5G technology. The spike proteins are the mRNA lipid nanoparticles. The mRNA lipid nanoparticles are patented weapons of biowarfare. The mRNA lipid nanoparticles are the disease-causing pathogens or artificial viruses. mRNA pathogens, as Lieutenant General Kirillov refers to them. They are designed to cross the blood-brain barrier. They are weapons of biowarfare. What is the definition of nanotechnology? Well, why don't we just ask the experts and the government officials that we've been told to trust? According to the CDC, nanotechnology is the manipulation of matter on a near-atomic scale to engineer new structures and materials. At this size, 1 to 100 nanometers, materials begin to exhibit unique properties that affect physical, chemical, and biological behavior. So, what about the famous trusted experts? What about the so-called self-proclaimed mRNA inventor? What are these people, these millionaires, saying about the mRNA shots? Well, Dr. Robert Malone claims that these injections are the gateway to transhumanism, directing the biological and mechanical evolution of humans, aka directed evolution. Look.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point, kind of opening that space ethically and otherwise. So that's part of the push for why these particular products is it relates to that transhumanism agenda. And the
explain for anybody who doesn't know transhumanism. Explain it. Break it down.
So transhumanism is the belief, is the technology suite, I think, is the best way to put it, mm-hmm. around the idea of both mechanical and biological modification of humans.
Karen Kingston is the only qualified biotech analyst bringing overwhelming, indisputable, concrete evidence of criminal intent to the masses. Risking her life, exposing those behind the most massive kill-off the planet has ever seen. And she joins us now. Karen, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu. And I always come on your show and I always say, I ask reviewers, please look at facts and evidence. Don't just listen to people. Don't just listen to their words. But this time, I really want people to listen to Dr. Robert Malone's words, because words influence our thoughts. And as long as we're not using words like bioweapon and nanotechnology, then people can't really think about the horrible crimes that have been committed against them and their children. Mm. So listen to Dr. Robert Malone's words, though, in this interview, where he says the mRNA vaccines, the RNA vaccines, are the entry point to transhumanism. And he defines transhumanism as the mechanical and biological modifications, genetic modifications to humans. It is the destruction of humanity, and mRNA technology is a code word for the technology of suites to destroy humanity. And as they continue to make these genetic modifications to humans from outside of our class, out of our phylum, you're talking about genetic modifications from insects, from reptiles, put into the human genome, as well as being married with the nanotech. And I've shown even Pfizer's internal documents using gold graphene oxide nanoparticles that then merge with human cells. And along the way, what happens? adults and children are suffering from diseases, disabilities, and dying. And that's just part of the, you know, after effect as they're moving towards destroying humanity. Dr. Malone said he's part of that movement. He's part of that mRNA technology. But the concept of mRNA, it was gaslighting. You know, people were told they're being injected with lipids and cholesterol because that sounds a lot better than being injected with nanotechnology that's editing your human genome. No one would have agreed to that. So again, these are bioweapons. There's no other way to describe them. They are not gene therapies. They are, I mean, they're gene editing technologies, but they're not for the benefit of humanity. And I think my frustration has been is that I continually bring forward evidence, and then it's just people are just saying, well, she's not a doctor. She's not an expert. When did doctors become biotech analysts? When did there's so many great doctors, Dr. Paul Alexander, Dr. Peter McCullough, Sherry Tenpenny. I should have started because there's so many, James Thorpe, that do excellent work. But I mean, how many of these physicians go through complex scientific information across various disease states, patents, FDA filings, and then simplify it to educate physicians and then simplify it again to educate, you know, patients. And then also know that you have to be able to stand up to attorneys in case you're dragged into a courtroom as to, you know, what your source documents are. This is what I do for a living. And I think it's important that what I do, the med legal analysis I do, is it can always stand up in a courtroom. And we're seeing it stand up in a courtroom with the Brooke Jackson case. And we're also seeing it stand up in military war rooms with Lieutenant General Kirilyov. So it's very important for people to understand they need to be able to articulate the crime that was committed against them, which that they were injected with nanotechnology for the purposes of transhumanism. Lieutenant General Kirilyov asked the Senate to investigate Jordan Walker's claims of directed evolution. Directed evolution is that term for transhumanism. It is to force the merger of human beings with artificial intelligence by having us being criminally experimented on with gene editing technologies that merge our biology with other life forms, such as, again, insects and reptiles. If you don't believe me, read Dr. Malone's very first publication on cationic liposomes and mRNA transfection, where he uses DNA and RNA from the African clawed frog, the firefly, and the fruit fly to transfect human cells. So I don't think that's ethical. I think it's grossly unethical. And I think sometimes when our experts and leaders speak to us and they say something is ethical or they say something is a lipid, they're not lying because in their minds, you know, they're speaking in their code words. So as I hate to say this, but as Costanza once told Jerry Seinfeld, it's not a lie if you believe it's true. Mm.
Lieutenant General Kirilyov, was asking our Senate to investigate this. I don't think that our Senate is going to listen to a Russian lieutenant general at this point. The International Criminal Court just issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who seems to be strategically targeting bioweapons labs in Ukraine. I have to look at my phone here for just one second because this just came across earlier. There was something that was called an exclusive from Reuters here. And in this exclusive from Reuters, the headline is World Health Organization says it advised Ukraine to destroy pathogens in health labs to prevent disease spread.
Yeah.
We here made the world aware of Ukrainian-based Pentagon-overseen CIA-operated bioweapons labs in Ukraine. They were denied by the government. Our government said, no, they do not exist. We kept the pressure on. Marco Rubio then asked the State Department, Victoria Nuland, to be specific, are these bioweapons? She was spilling all of the beans. The world now knows that we were right when we said that these bioweapons labs were there. And now the World Health Organization, who's part of ushering in this digital currency and the one world governance, along with mandated shots and bioweapons injectables for every man, woman, and child, reptiles, bugs, all of these other things. Now they're saying that Ukraine should destroy the pathogens inside of them. What does that tell you?
It tells me, Stu, that your commitment, my commitment to saving humanity is being heard. And sadly, it's not being heard by the officials in the United States of America.
But what I'm saying is, when I say, what does it mean to you? What specifically are the pathogens that the WHO is asking Ukraine to destroy, and what do you believe their motive is for destroying them? Is it really to prevent the spread of disease?
Yes, it is, because the disease is man-made created disease. So Lieutenant General Kiryov calls these pathogens are artificial viruses. He knows that these are a new life form that has merged inorganic material, metals, and AI with life. He knows that these are, all a virus is inert RNA and DNA. And some scientists refer to it as a self-serving parasite. That's what they are. They need to be brought to life. These were brought to life using nanotechnology. So the term pathogen and artificial virus, or as I call it, an mRNA virus, is the same terminology that Lieutenant General Kiryov is saying. And he is saying that the pharmaceutical companies have worked with the Department Threat Reduction Agency to create the pandemic. He even specifically cites Marburg fever, when Tedros talked about the outbreaks of Marburg fever, Lassa fever, anthrax, African swine fever, avian influenza, foot and mouth disease, and Ebola. He says that this is done out of the United States of America, working at Boston University to increase the pathogenicity, the disease causing abilities and death causing abilities of pathogens. He goes on to say, just like COVID-19. So they're creating biosynthetic pathogens, and he goes, it's under so-called directed evolution that may or may not take tens of thousands of years to happen in nature, meaning these are not natural modifications. Lieutenant General Kiryov understands that these are biosynthetic weapons that were made to attack humanity. He understands that pandemics are not viruses. That's why he calls them artificial viruses, or he calls them pathogens or biosynthetic pathogens. Since we know mRNA is the code word for the nanotechnology suite for transhumanism, I suggest we just call them mRNA pathogens or mRNA viruses, because that's what they are. And the whole history is to destroy humanity, to make edits to the human genome. That's what it's for. And they wanted to figure out a way to get it inside the human body directly through an injection, which Dr. Malone's patent called Delivery of Exogenous DNA Sequences in Mammals is all about. How do you inject these pathogens directly into tissue? But also they made it sustainable enough so that we could be infected by surface transmission or aerosol transmission or food or water contamination. And before people say they don't believe me, go back and listen to Deborah Birx. When she came forward and she goes, we are shockingly surprised about how long this virus lives on surfaces, because it's not a virus. It is what they call a carbon-based microorganism. That is code word for a mRNA pathogen that uses graphene oxide as part of its molecular structure. And if you go back to Dr. Malone's, again, patent, exogenous DNA sequences in mammals, the purpose was to edit the human genome. It says directly under background of the information, the present invention relates to the introduction of naked DNA and RNA sequences into a vertebrate, such as a human, to achieve controlled expression of new proteins, of polypeptides. So new genetic, we want humans to express non-human DNA. It says here, current research in gene therapy has focused on permanent cures, permanent changes, in which DNA is integrated into the genome of the patient. This wasn't about experimenting on animals.
So if Robert Malone's patent says that,
yes,
then why does he continue to say, I don't want to talk about nanotechnology. This is just kooky talk, conspiracy theory nonsense.
Because now that we're coming forward, because again, he doesn't want to talk about nanotechnology because words influence thoughts.
He doesn't want to talk about venom either, for the same reasons, I assume.
Yeah, and it's in his peer-reviewed work, and it's in his publications. You know, but he created what he calls a cationic liposome. It's nanotech that hosts electromagnetic fields. He has it on his, original publication from 1989 on his website. And then if you go to Pfizer's website, they say the lipid nanoparticle vaccines would not be possible without the cationic liposome, without Dr. Malone's invention. So Dr. Malone and, what for whatever reason, Ryan Cole, they don't want us to say nanotech because words influence thoughts. If people are able to articulate that they were injected with nanotechnology for the purposes of transhumanism, for having us being forced to be merged with artificial intelligence, and that this is a war on humanity. If we say that, then Dr. Malone is a war criminal. That's why he doesn't want us to say this. That's it.
Vladimir Putin, it's no secret. Everybody knows that he kicked the central banking cabal out of his country. He put the interests of his people first, and he kicked out the criminal deep state Rothschild banking cabal from Russia. This is what makes him the enemy of the state, our state, the bad guys. He is also saying that there are bioweapons labs inside of Ukraine that he's strategically targeting. In our opinion, it's our opinion that he's strategically targeting them. We don't expect him to project or telegraph what his war efforts are going to be. We can assume that that's why it's taking longer than expected and why he hasn't just turned all of Ukraine into glass, because that's what a warmonger would do, right? That's what a war criminal would do who was just hell-bent on destroying Ukraine. He would just go and destroy it.
Yeah, no, he's being, in my opinion, they're being very strategic. What did Lieutenant General Kirillov say, you know, in January of 2020? And then he cited my work again later in March. But he stated what the European countries need to do is they need to nullify their contracts with Pfizer. That's what they need to do. And that just recently happened with Poland.
And that may have been a warning, actually. You know, this is a top-ranking general for the Russian military. That may have been a warning. Do it or else. And you know what? From where we sit, it's hard to believe that Vladimir Putin hasn't just launched all kinds of warheads at these bioweapons labs and just done away with them completely. We're cheering for him to do that. We would support those efforts. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing my Russian suit today, my Russian colors. So you know what? We support Vladimir Putin in those efforts. I've got a minute left. Go ahead.
One last thing is, and people might say, well, you sound like you're a warmonger. These pathogens that Dr. Malone was part of inventing are more dangerous to humanity than a nuclear bomb. Make no mistake. Make no mistake. Stop listening to fools. Stop running from the truth. And I call on leaders in our government, whether it's Congress, whether it's Surgeon General Latipo, to say all the evidence shows is that these mRNA injections, you know, can only cause disease, disabilities, and death. By definition, they are weapons, and we need to remove them from our communities to protect every child and every adult in America. We need to do the right thing.
Karen Kingston, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. The world owes you a tremendous thanks. The only warmongers here are the homo fat cats in the DC Beltway, these fossils in the military-industrial complex, using this war to enrich themselves while also simultaneously being on an evidence destruction mission. They know where all of the bodies are buried in Ukraine as it relates to the pedophilia cabal and as it relates to bioweapons labs that we uncovered that have now been confirmed by the State Department and appear to be strategically targeted by Vladimir Putin. Keep agitating until Vladimir Putin is forced to use all of his personnel, outnumbering the Ukrainians by millions. Until he's forced to use his Air Force and his Navy and his Army and his intercontinental ballistic warheads and his satellite-guided weaponry and his alleged nukes. The only military operation that the United States should be involved with is joining Russia to help to destroy those bioweapons labs that have unleashed an unprecedented attack on humanity. The only U.S. military operation that should be taking place in Ukraine is alongside the Russians. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Had a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com. Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the pure bloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. Tony Nikolic is a human rights lawyer and journalist in Australia. We spoke with him here 2 months ago on this program about an article that he wrote for The Spectator. In that article, Tony called for serious measures to be taken to hold authorities accountable for the damage caused by the criminal deployment of the injectable weapon of biowarfare. You know, falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines, of course. Well, now just yesterday, Tony has another devastating article out for The Spectator. The title says it all. Australia's erosion of informed consent and the avoidable death of children. The article digs in detail into the saga of Australia's COVID shot approvals, the lack of any scientific basis at all for the shots being recommended to children, and the devastating consequences thereof. In Australia, their equivalent of the FDA is the Therapeutic Goods Administration, or TGA. Already, the TGA has been caught red-handed covering up the deaths of children due to the shots. That's no exaggeration. No, a year ago, a 7-year-old boy and a 9-year-old boy each died suddenly of heart attacks. Totally common. Well, the Australian government's own assessment team looked at the causes and then concluded that the heart attacks were caused by the jab. But the TGA simply refused to supply these cases to Australian citizens who made a Freedom of Information Act request to obtain them. And to this day, these two children's deaths have not been logged in the Australian government's biweekly COVID reports. So yes, the deaths have been covered up. Look at the actions of the Australian authorities. It's impossible to conclude anything else other than this is all part of an evil plan. A depopulation event. A mass kill-off, a genocidal-level event. Here's a quote from Tony's article. Quote, the Australian parents have potentially been manipulated with unreliable misinformation into consenting to a procedure that the evidence suggests is all risk and no benefit to healthy children. Here's another. Quote, parents may also be interested to note, in July of 2021, the Therapeutic Goods Regulation Act was amended to reduce the safety and efficacy requirements for any medicine that is for the treatment or prevention of COVID. Reduce. Not only do manufacturers have 6 years to provide the government with safety and efficacy data on these provisionally approved injections, but they also no longer have to demonstrate they could provide a greater benefit than any other available medicines, or that the medicine is likely to provide a major therapeutic advance. The only requirement is to claim COVID is a life-threatening or seriously debilitating condition. Unquote. Like we said, it's obvious that from the beginning, these demons knew that these injectable bioweapon shots were risky or outright harmful and likely deadly, but they wanted to force them onto the entire public as quickly as possible, including children who were at absolutely no danger from COVID, which was never a contagious respiratory virus. We knew all of this all along, and they did it anyway. How can you respond to that except by charging these people with the crimes that they so eagerly committed and then holding them accountable? Here to discuss this more with us now is the author of those articles from The Spectator. Tony Nikolic is with us. Tony, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Good evening, Stu, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, your article says it all. These bioweapons have been unleashed on the masses and specifically targeted at children. who were never affected by the original bioweapon that was sprayed on us and put into the things that we consume.
Well, indeed. I believe also Kara Thomas played a big hand in this article. What we found here in Australia, Stu, is there's been a deliberate, what I would think is a deliberate attempt to engage everyone in this clinical trial. In fact, the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, at the time when these were rolled out, said this is the world's biggest clinical trial. Now, does that not fall squarely within the Nuremberg Code? It's their script. It is their script, Stu, where they came back and they ask you and they tell you that we should not be engaging in experiments where there is duress, control, or unnecessary force to get people to do something. And in this case, as you rightly pointed out, the risk stratification process of children is so low, it's almost non-existent. It's almost zero. So it's all risk and no benefits, Stu.
Yeah.
And with respect to the bioweapon, well, the biological convention, that states quite clearly, do not engage. You are not to engage in any of this type of conduct. Now, if that's the case, Stu, we're potentially seeing the world's biggest crime unfold, and we're talking the world.
Yeah, we have no doubts that that's exactly what's taking place. We agree with you wholeheartedly on the accountability phase of this. We agree with you completely on a Nuremberg 2 type situation, military tribunals, citizens grand juries. Accountability has to be the conversation at this point. And I would take it a step further. Is this really an experiment? Is this really a criminal trial? Or a criminal trial it is, and there will be more of those. Is this really a clinical trial? Or is this actually the intended consequence? Is this actually the deployment of something that they absolutely knew with intent, with the forethought, what they were going to be unleashing onto children?
Yes, and the term clinical trial is used as the cover for exactly what I would have thought that would be the case there, Stu. Okay, so then they can use that as a cover to say we're engaging in this. Either way you skin this cat, Stu, it's not going to be good for them. It's their script. It's going to be used against them.
So what kind of accountability measures are we looking to take at this point? I mean, there has to be other ideas than just the ones that are coming from this show.
Oh, there definitely is. Here in Australia, I know we're fighting in the courts every day. As you know, I ran the biggest case here, which was the Kassam v. Hazard in 2021. Obviously unsuccessful. There has been no cases that has been successful. But a lot of what we're talking about were raised in those cases. And again, we also raised the Nuremberg Code in that case as well. At some point, there will be not only prosecutions, but we also need compensation. We need to compensate these people because people have died, Stu. We have children dying. We have people dying every day in an otherwise healthy cohort, Stu.
Unless we destroy the bioweapon itself, and unless we eradicate those responsible for deploying it, money will mean nothing to anybody because this whole world is going to turn into a pile of glass. There is a war taking place right now over these bioweapons labs in Ukraine. I'm convinced that that's what this is all about. This is a weapon of biowarfare. It's been identified by us here at this program. It's been identified by you and your colleagues in Australia. It's been identified by those in the UK. And it's been identified by Vladimir Putin and his senior general, his biowarfare general in Russia. That's what this war is really all about. All of the bodies are buried there, as I just said with Karen Kingston at the end of that segment. That is where all of the bodies are buried as it relates to the pedophilia cabal and as it relates to these bioweapons labs that have been uncovered by this program and others and then confirmed by our corrupt criminal State Department, Victoria Nuland, the failure here in a Senate hearing right before Marco Rubio when he had to basically shut her up so she didn't spill all of the beans.
Well, Stu, I don't know if you're familiar. I think it was last week. I found some emails between the University of Sydney and Fauci in February of 2020. That's Anthony Fauci. And they were discussing how they were going to term it a natural type event coming from the bats or the pangolins or whatever happened.
No. And raccoon dogs. Now, I just want to make sure that we get that straight. Yes,
well,
raccoon dogs. Very scary.
Yeah, so somewhere in a cave in Wuhan, there was some magical tryst going on between all these animals, and there was this million-year evolutionary process of this. No, that just doesn't fly. And I published those on my Twitter. It's at Tony Nicolic 10, and you'll see the emails between the University of Sydney and Anthony Fauci. And in addition to that, Senator Jared Rennick, who's a stalwart here, along with Alex Antich, Senator, that they've uncovered up to 17 sites in circumstances where there may be gain of function occurring here in Australia. Now, I'm doing freedom of information and being refused. We call it government information protection because it's freedom from information here in Australia. They're not releasing it, but we know those emails are taking place, Stu. We've got them. But the Australian side of things aren't releasing that information. So we know there's communications, and we seriously believe that there are up to 17 sites here in Australia that are potentially engaging in gain-of-function research to make these viruses into what we call more virulent strains, brings us squarely into what you've been saying, a bioweapon.
Yeah. You're risking your life. At minimum, you're risking your freedom by bringing this information, writing about this information, and then being here. You have a tyrannical government in Australia. No doubt that Karen Kingston and myself and, you know, Paul Alexander and others are risking their life. Dr. James Thorpe, I mean, we could name several, are risking their lives and their freedom to bring this information forward. I think more people are now aware of what's really going on than are not aware, which begs the question, why is it that in the United States government, in both our Senate and in Congress, in the executive branch, in the former administration with President Trump, why is it that your government, why are no government officials other than, you know, Lieutenant General Kirillov and, you know, Vladimir Putin ostensibly, why is it that nobody else is saying what we're saying? Why are they not willing to make the risks that we are to help to stop this as a post-apocalyptic warlord, essentially?
Well, as you said, I think the courage of a lot of these, what we call ministerial politicians or MPs, and down, whether it's in the executive or the Senate, we do have some very courageous senators here in Australia who are starting to stand up. We had the, is it Brigden over in the UK? And when he started talking about it, they all left the chamber and they don't want to know, Stu. So for us, it's one of those things where we do need more courageous politicians. Unfortunately, it looks as though they are far and few between, but they are starting to see that the evidence is demonstrative of something that is catastrophic here, and they've brought this catastrophic event upon the population. Sorry, yeah,
they sure did. It's a catastrophic kill off like we have never seen before, a genocidal level event. And those who don't have the courage to come forward, who know something, or those who have been bought and paid for that know something and are refusing to come forward, they will have a seat at Nuremberg too as well. Thank you for all of your hard work and for what you're writing in The Spectator there. Tony Nikolic, we appreciate all your efforts and thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Stu. Appreciate it. Take care.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Please call my good friends at Gold Co. and prevent yourself from being a victim of the great financial reset. All of the electronic banking systems reset to zero. Who would have ever thought that all these big banks would just be collapsing? Who would have ever thought that your money would be stolen by a corporate government crime syndicate operating as a fake government and then just sent to the corrupt shithole of Ukraine? Nobody would have ever believed that, of course. But it's happening. They're stealing your kids. They're stealing your money. Protect yourself with gold and silver right now. Call my great friends at Gold Co. Their number is 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. If you call Gold Co. and mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. 10 grand in free silver is a great start when you call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com.
This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
If you have a child who needs some help with an ADHD diagnosis, please, please stay away from the psychopath, poison-pushing, fake doctors who want to shove them full of neurotoxins like methylphenidate and Ritalin and Adderall and Clonidine. Please, don't do this to your kids. The long-term negative side effects are outrageously devastating. Try CBD instead. Also try CBD for a whole lot of other things. If you're dealing with Parkinson's, migraine headaches, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, allergies, all of these things, people are reporting such positive results from using CBD, all natural from God's earth. Where you get your CBD from is also very important. Don't get it from China or some ghetto corner store in the hood. No, get it from the family-owned business where I do business. Get it from Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Go to Curable.com. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota, so you know what you're getting. Plus, you get 20% off when you use the promo code STU at Curable.com. Again, go to Curable.com and use promo code STU. Our time here together today is sadly expiring. However, the information continues to flow nonstop at StuPeters.com. The Stu Peters Network continues with next Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine. Don't worry, tomorrow we'll be back here, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.